So, today I heard a really nice quote that really sums up what we're trying to do here. And I'm always amazed at how many different ways you can say the same thing, right? I mean, all these talks that I give and all the talks that I listen to and all the books that I read, they're really all saying the same thing. But every person brings just a different touch, you know, or a different perspective. So let me read this thing, and we're going to kind of go through it before we sit today. So this is by someone named Goenka. I think he's a spiritual teacher. I don't really know too much about him. I think he might... I'm not even going to pretend to know. I'll look it up and let you know. So this is his quote. Real wisdom is recognizing and accepting that every experience is impermanent. With this insight, you will not be overwhelmed by ups and downs. And when you are able to maintain an inner balance, you can choose to act in ways that will create happiness for you and others. Living each moment happily with an equanimous mind, you will surely progress toward the ultimate goal of liberation from all suffering.
Whew. I read that today.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, on my Instagram, right?
Maybe.
Maybe you were on social media after all. Maybe he copied me.
Yeah, maybe.
So let me just, there's a lot in here. I mean, this is like the whole path of what we're doing is literally in those few sentences. So recognizing and accepting that every experience is impermanent. I mention impermanence almost every class because it's such a huge teaching. So much comes from impermanence, right? And what I mean by impermanence is that everything is flowing. Everything is changing. Nothing's static. You're never stuck, right? There's just this constant flow, constant movement, constant interaction. And another way of saying that is that everything is open, right? Everything is constantly open. There's no, like, closedness. Does that make sense? Right? Because everything's always moving. Now, even the things that we think are so stable, and we were exploring this the other day at the library, even like this floor, if you zoom in to the quantum level, right, it's more space than solidity, and there's, you know, things constantly coming and going, and there's movement. So even the things that appear solid are not as solid as they really appear. And if you leave this floor long enough, right, it's going to decay, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to last forever. Even plastic, it might last a really long time, but eventually it has to break down, right? So what does this offer us? Sounds pretty depressing to me, right? What does this offer us? Well, it offers us, one, the truth. The whole point of this practice is to find out what's true and align yourself up with that, right? So what problems does this solve? The problem of permanence, right? Of thinking that we can somehow gain some permanent happiness. That we can somehow get life to be permanently the way that we want it to be. Right? And how much time do we spend on that? If not our whole lives, trying to manipulate things so that it can be our way. Right? And what happens when it doesn't? We suffer. We're frustrated. We're disappointed. We're dissatisfied. It's not life's fault. Life is the way it is. But it's what we bring. It's what we expect. On the other hand, the other problem it kind of solves is that painful aspects and the difficult parts of life also come and go. So we don't have to try so desperately to escape them because things will come anyway. Right? Life is literally learning how to let go. Right? You're a child for a while. Then you have to let go of childhood to become a preteen. Then you have to let go of preteen to become a teen. Then you have to let go of teen to become a young adult. Right? And we have to let go of habits. We let go of ideas and thoughts and feelings. And we can't hold anything. And it's like, you know, if we try to hold on, it's like trying to grab a rope that's just going by really fast. What happens if you grab a rope that's being pulled really fast? You're going to get burned. Ooh, just think about that. Makes my hands hurt. Right? So when we're not caught in the idea of permanence, and we're not trying to chase after and maintain just pleasant, just comfortable, and we're not trying so hard to push away the unpleasant, we can finally just relax. Right? And that's the secret of this practice. We think, how do I meditate so I can feel good? How do I meditate so I can get rid of these problems so that I can tune out? I don't want my life. I want to be free from it. Right? And that right there is the problem, that we don't want what we have. We don't want what's true, what's real. So with this practice, we learn how to open. And impermanence also reminds us that we don't necessarily have the time we think we have, right? It gives you a sense of urgency. I don't know when this life will end for me. How am I living? What's important? Right? And am I going to practice? Because some of us think, once I get, you know, that better job, or when I'm retired, then I'll start meditation, and I'll start my spiritual practice, right? But you're assuming that you're going to even get that far, right? That's an assumption. And it's not meant to scare you. I'm not trying to scare you into meditation. It's true. Death comes to young people too. I lost two friends last summer, 34, 35. People die at any age. So to think that we have time is really a form of ignorance, because we don't know. So then it's like, okay, I don't know when that time is. I have this rare opportunity to be alive in this body with these people, some of which I care for, some of which bother me, right? But here I am. What am I going to do with this? Right? It makes you realize the preciousness of our human life. How rare. Like, have you ever watched any... I love watching shows on astronomy and space. Because it's like, what the hell? Where are we? What is this? Why are we even here? What happens if the Earth was 1,000 feet further away? I don't know the exact... You know, a couple thousand miles away from the sun. Wouldn't be here. What happens if it was a little closer to the sun? Wouldn't be here. But here we are on this rock that's somehow floating around a big fireball in the middle of nothing. And there's billions and billions of things just like that in all directions. And here we are at the gym. What the hell's going on? Right? We forget. It's so, you know, we're so used to just being alive that we forget how special it is. And we get so lost in our drama and our storylines and our nonsense that we forget that, wow, like, I can move my hands. Do you guys even know how you do that? I mean, you could say muscles, but how do you even move the muscles? How does that even happen? Your heart's beating. You're not thinking about that. Your skin cells are regenerating. The food's digesting. All these things are just functioning. It's a miracle. Right, one teacher said, the miracle is not to walk on water, but just to walk right here on earth. That's the miracle. Right, so impermanence can offer you all of these different things if you're willing to contemplate it. Yes, there might be some fear that arises, but guess what? Fear is impermanent. You know, and you can learn to just say, ooh, I'm pretty afraid right now. Right, you can have that kind of relationship with yourself. Even like in meditation, people are like, oh, my mind's so busy. So sit down and say, wow, let's see what a busy mind's like. Look at this mind. It's amazing. It's thinking of a million things in a minute. Wow. Right? Why does it have to be a problem? Whoa, mind is working. Great, I'm alive. Hallelujah, right? I could be brain dead, but I'm not. Mind is working. Let me see what a busy mind looks like. Ooh, wow. Yeah, I do have to do that later. Yeah, I do want to eat that cookie tonight. Oh, yeah, I do have to finish that before the weekend's over. Great. Right? So then the second part. Well, actually, Let me read this. One of my students from the library sent me the end quote of this new movie that came out, Jojo Rabbit. I didn't see it. But this is in line with that first sentence. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. It says it all. That's what we're learning to do in meditation. Let life happen. There's a quote, and I really got to look up who it is because I never give them credit. This is a long time ago. Like someone from like maybe the Roman time or a Greek story. I don't know. It doesn't even make sense. But nothing human is alien to me. It's saying the same thing. I'm willing to, whatever arises in my life is supposed to be here. It's part of the human experience, and I'm going to become curious about it. I'm going to learn about it. You know, when you're grieving, grief is like this. Right? It's that simple acknowledgement. You'd be so surprised at how much relief you can get when you're suffering some way. Maybe you're really angry at someone. Wow, this is what anger is like. Wow, you know, like just that simple, whew. This is anger. Wow. Let me see what this is like. Ooh, it's fiery. I want to yell curse words. Wow. Yeah. You know, like, we can have that ease. It's almost immediate ease when you do that. Doesn't mean you feel better. Ease doesn't mean feel better. Ease just means ease. And you get that as you practice more. If you're really anxious that day or feeling extra sad or depressed or whatever, just, ooh. Anxiety's like this. It's quite unpleasant. Right? That sometimes that's just enough to give you enough space to not get sucked into the story about it. Just say, oh, wow, it's like this. Yeah, there is this in life. There is anxiety. There was one teacher that used to say something along the lines, like, when you're suffering, you can say to yourself, let's see if I can get it right, this is a moment of suffering. Suffering's a part of life. May I give myself the compassion I need? Something like that. I think there's another line. But yeah, that's it. Nothing. It's nothing more, nothing less. It is what it is. A moment of suffering. Suffering happens. It's like this. It will change. Right? So you see how all of this can bring about a sense of ease. You can finally relax into life because you know what's true. Right? And that second line, with this insight, you will not be overwhelmed by ups and downs. Why? Because you're not going to be super like, oh my God, everything's great, I'm going to keep this forever. Because you know, you appreciate happiness so much more when you know that it's just in flux like everything else. So when it comes, I'm having a great day, this is wonderful. Right? But you're wise enough to know, tomorrow might not feel this way. And you know what? That's fine. Different flavor, right? Different ingredient of my life that I can use, right? So when you're not chasing the highs and trying to run from the lows, you're just kind of in the middle. Pleasant day, great. This is awesome. Crappy day, fine. You know? You have a different relationship. And that's like the gift of this practice. So then when you're not caught in the ups and downs, that's when you start to maintain that inner balance. Right? And this is where well-being comes from. We're just balanced. I call it profound okayness. We have a profound okayness as we go through our day. Things might throw us off still, but maybe we don't get so thrown off. Or if we do get completely thrown off, we come back a lot quicker. And we realize. And then here's the path, right? Once you learn to let go of your reactivity and you don't get caught in the ups and downs, then you can choose how to live. You can choose how to respond. I got flipped off, I think, 3 times today driving my truck. And I still get hooked. Like, that's what I mean. There's still a contraction when somebody flips me off. It's very offensive. I'm a nice person. Why? Like, you know, you don't even know me, and you're so quick to say, F you. Why? Because I slowed your day down by 10 seconds? Like, this is the state of mind that these people are in. And I've been, this is a little off topic, but not really. But I've been trying to see, like, when people are not being nice, they're in a state of contraction. I love that word for some reason this week. And I'm trying to see that in people. If people feel open and lighthearted and at ease, they're not going to be mean. Right? Somebody is in a state of contraction, whether that's because of suffering or fear or insecurity or something is contracted, and they're reacting out of that contractedness and has nothing to do with me. So I try to see that. Not always, but I try. And I try to just, how do I ease that contraction? Or how do I not escalate it? Sorry, I drive slow. I'm hourly and I'm trying to get overtime. But, you know, like go around, you know, it's just, or just relax too. You're just rushing to the end of your life. Like, really? We're poor human beings, we're crazy. Anyway, so then living each moment happily, and don't let that, you know, this is like the deeper contentment, you know, joy. So I know that I just said happiness is fleeting, but this is a peace that's unshakable, that's underneath all these conditions, that's not dependent upon conditions, that we can connect with. You will surely progress to, you know, ridding yourself of your suffering. And that doesn't mean ridding yourself of pain or difficulty, but of suffering, which is all the extra that goes on in your mind. And it's fine if there's chatter in your mind. If you don't take it that seriously, it's fine. If you don't identify as it, it's fine. It's just chatter. Not who you are, right? Can you control it? Do you wake up and say, oh, can't wait to obsess about that problem I can't control today? No, it's just there, right? You wake up and it's like, God, ruminating. But in that moment, it's not that you're bad at meditation, just ruminating mind. What's up? Thanks for your opinion. You're a little annoying, but you can be here too. Right? It's literally that simple. It's so simple. Peace is so simple. It's just, we're so complex and we're so identified with me and my opinions and my expectations and my judgments, and I want it to be like this. I want to feel this way. I need to look this way. Blah, 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 blah. Throw it all away. The more you let go of yourself, the more peace you'll feel. At first, it's scary, the idea of letting go. But once you do it over and over and over and over again, it's not so bad. And you might as well get good at letting go now. And work with the little things. Because when life changes in a big way and you have to let go in a big way and you haven't done any training, you're just going to get swallowed up. Just going to get swallowed up. Now, luckily, my friend, not luckily, I mean, yeah, I'm going to say luckily, my friend died when I had a lot of years of training and understanding. Right? I can receive that a lot differently than maybe, let's say it was 12 years ago. Probably would have been a very different story. Right? There's more wisdom. I'm not saying I'm this guru that's all knowing and wise, but I have a lot more wisdom than I did 12 years ago. I have a lot more understanding. And it's an ever-deepening understanding, because we all get impermanence, right? On the theoretical level, it makes sense. We can see it in our lives. Each breath is impermanent. We can look at pictures. Well, definitely, things are impermanent. But you can get to deeper levels of experiential knowing where it touches you differently, touches you more deeply. And then you just, you know, you're not trying to get these experiences, but they come. And then you learn how to embody that understanding in everyday life. Right? And that's what we do with this practice. We try to embody it in everyday life and do our best to live from whatever depth of understanding we have, which can always go deeper if you're willing to put in the work. Right? If you meditate once a year, what's going to happen? Nothing. Great. I'd rather you meditate once a day for a minute for the next year than do 3 hours once a month. Like, you know, just little drops all add up. I have a leak. Actually, both my faucets outside leak. I don't feel like fixing them. Very little. But if I were to put a cup out there, I'd probably be so shocked at how much water I'm paying for. Right? And that's just dripping out. Even though it's little nothings. So every time you pause, it's like another bloop, another drip. Every time you let go of a thought, bloop. Every time you just label a feeling, anger, hey, bloop, right? And all those little drops will add up. If you add that to your sitting practice, which is important, or if you have a walking practice, I was going to try to get to some walking today. And then, you know, then mindful of every moment. Right? This is a 24/7 commitment. It's not just about, let me sit and feel good for 20 minutes. Great, that's fine. That's fun. But are you awake when you're driving? Are you awake when you're cooking? Are you awake when you're interacting with the people in your lives? Are you, you know, awake at work? And I don't mean awake like not sleeping. I mean, are you aware? Are you present for the experience you're having? Or are you caught in just your filter of, you know, me world? Right? So it's an ongoing, lifelong practice. Everything is part of it. That's why I love it. There's not one single thing in this life that is outside of my practice. If I feel good, let me share that. If I feel like crap and my life's a complete mess, let me cultivate compassion with that. Let me get to know this suffering, because this is what people go through. How can I go in with an open heart and a spacious mind? It's like this. Ooh, that was tough. But they all pass. Think of a really hard time from 10 years ago. You thought you were never going to go on. You were never going to move forward. You were never going to get out. Now it's just a memory. Here you are. Doesn't feel the same anymore. All right, so things change. And it's a relief. It's not something to be afraid of. It's a relief. Things change. If nothing changed, nothing would happen. We wouldn't be here if there was no change. It would just be one static thing that didn't do anything. So thank goodness for change. So I think that's good. So we'll do a little sitting. And then, actually, you know what? Why don't we do walking to start? To get us, maybe that'll help us get a little more centered. And we've been sitting for a while. So we'll do about 10, 15 minutes of walking. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to kind of stand up. And you can leave your mats as long as you have a little pathway. And there's just, you know, the five of us. So spread out. You don't have to walk the full distance. So if your mat's right there, you can just walk to your mat and walk back. It's not about how far you walk. But just find a place where you can walk maybe about 20, 30, 20 feet, 15 feet, 10 feet. Not good at measuring if you haven't noticed. So basically, all we're going to do for walking meditation, we're going to walk slow. So we're doing slow walking, but we're not going to do formal. Usually with the formal, we do it a certain way. As far as your hands, you know, you can just rest them like this, like fold them. You can put one palm on top of the other and kind of touch the thumbs together. That's one way. Whatever's comfortable, but definitely like maybe holding them. Even if you have pockets, that feels nice too, to just rest them in there. The focus is on the bottoms of your feet. So you don't have to walk this slow, but I would suggest walking slower because you can pay attention more. And the attention just goes to the bottom of the feet. So I like to go heel toe. And it's a constant movement, so don't pause. Again, it doesn't have to be that slow. It can, but you can also just get into a rhythm and feel each footstep. I like slower because I can really feel every sensation. It helps me pay attention. Keep your chest up and look forward instead of down. You keep your eyes like gently open. If you want to almost close them, that's fine. And when you get to a mat or to something in your way, just turn around and then go the other way. And anytime your mind wanders, you just come back. What does this step feel like? You can even ask yourself that question. So relax everything and just begin to walk, feeling every single step.
meet yourself where you are. So maybe you're just scattered and all over the place. Fine. Why is that a problem? It's just the current state of your mind. So walk with it. And just keep coming back as much as you can to the bottoms of your feet. Enjoy walking, the relief of nothing to do, just to be each step. How much of yourself are you willing to let go of? Pay extra close attention to this next step. What is it like? Notice the impermanence of the sensations, right? The foot lifting feels different from the foot coming down. So notice that cycle of impermanence coming and going. Try to find the ease or that inner balance within that change. If you find your mind is just so scattered that it's really impossible to focus, then just start to say heel and toe. So every time you step, you just kind of label silently in your mind what each foot is doing. So heel, toe. And then you do the other side, heel, toe. So getting into a rhythm in that way. But if you find it easy to pay attention, then don't do that. Just feel each step. Make sure you're relaxed. Face and jaw relaxed. Shoulders are down. Breath is just a nice, slow, natural breath. This is your time to let go. So let go. And go back to thinking later. Welcome everything.
each set with 100% of yourself. Just pause, bring the feet together, drop the arms, and you can close the eyes now. Your balance is okay with it. And just simply notice current state of body and mind. Maybe more relaxed, maybe not. Don't expect to feel a certain way. Just pay attention to now. Relax, soften. And we'll slowly, mindfully walk back to our cushion and we'll set up for sitting meditation. So we're not in a rush, we have time, so just slowly get your way over, get ready, and then I'll guide us through some sitting. So right into the sitting. Comfortable seated position, hands on the knees or in the lap, sitting up tall, close the eyes. We'll start with the bell, so just listening to the sound of the bell. Just begin by noticing what it's like to be sitting now. Perhaps maybe a little more settled. Again, maybe not. Meet whatever's there.
and meet it with the wisdom and understanding that whatever you're experiencing right in this moment, it has to change. So if you're feeling relaxed and peaceful and wonderful, don't hold on. And if you're feeling agitated and miserable and stressed and distracted, don't push away. Receive what life is offering, inside and outside. And right there is your ease in just seeing. We don't need to fix it. We don't need to change it. Ah, just this. It's just like this. It's fine. This is how it is right now. And each one of us is spacious enough to hold that, whatever that may be. And if it helps, maybe just label the things that are coming up. Ooh, achy knee, hello. Planning mind, good to see you. Back stiffness, hello. The attention we are giving things, it's like popping a bubble with a feather. Ah, you just give it that attention, hello, and you let it go. Even if it's screaming at you, you just say, ah, hello, and you let it go. Try not to get stuck on anything. Receive the sounds, the feelings, the sensations in your body, the thoughts, the breath. Receive it with ease. And see how impermanent it is. Try to get that experiential understanding. There's nothing you have to do. So as you sit, just allow the breath to be natural and soften the body. Make sure you're not adding any unnecessary tension. So completely still, fully relaxed. and just kind of the center point of all of this change that's just occurring. So sitting and just paying attention to everything and how it changes is actually a really difficult practice. So let's just pick the one easy thing to focus on that is always changing, always different, and that's the breath. Know that you're breathing. And know what each breath is like. The inhale comes, then there's a pause, and then it ends, right? Then the exhale arises. And the exhale ends, and the inhale is right there again. So find the rhythm of the breath, just like we found the rhythm of each step as we walk. If you get distracted, just come back. What is this breath like? Let me see, right? Unique, each one's unique. Feels the same, but they're not. Different depth, different length. Look very carefully, each breath. Just like the walking, if it helps while you're paying attention to each breath, you can just silently label it. Breathing in, breathing out. So you can get into a little, you know, momentum with that. Get some momentum. Breathing in, breathing out. So only try that if you're distracted and your mind is busy. It's a helpful tool. Where's your attention? Keep it with the breath. You're still aware of everything else, but just leave it alone. You hear a sound, leave it alone. Your knee starts to hurt, leave it alone. You have thoughts, leave them alone. Just this breath, breathing in, breathing out. Even if boredom or restlessness starts to arise, just another thing to meet and let go. Our minds are addicted to entertainment, so this is going to be very boring for the mind. And that's fine. Boredom. Thanks for visiting. Back to the breath. Even if the body starts to get a little achy or sore, try to keep it relaxed anyway. We don't need to tense up. Remember, when all else fails, come back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Repeating those words if you need to, silently. And we'll focus on just one more breath. So give this one breath as much attention as you can. Don't miss a single part of it, from inhale all the way through the exhale. and let the breath go. And just fall into spaciousness, that open quality of mind. Holding yourself, holding your body and mind in this moment where you are, holding it with great warmth and just clear seeing. Allow yourself to be where you are, to be as you are. This moment is enough for well-being, for ease, for contentment. So I'll hit the bell one more time. Give it the same attention you gave the breath. And just hear it until it stops. So all together we can take one deep breath in the nose, out the mouth, and very slowly start to move. You can wiggle the fingers, toes, you can carefully stretch and straighten the legs. Maybe a quick massage on the knees. And when you are ready, you can just open the eyes. Forgot you guys were here. So how was that for you guys? Anyone like the walking? It's hit or miss with people. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, because you could sit in a chair too. Unfortunately, we don't have any here. But I feel like you don't go as deep and you don't get as still unless you're sitting on the floor. And I hate to say that because that's not necessarily true, but that's how it appears to be. And you can still go deep in walking. I mean, you can get really deep concentration if you, you know, just keep doing it. And but there's something about sitting or kneeling that, I don't know, there's just something about it, you know. But, you know, you can set it up so that, you know, you can have things under your legs. You can find the right position for you, you know.
Yeah, I have to do that because my feet fell
asleep. Yeah. And that's common in the beginning, too. And especially depends on, like, the pants you wear, how high your cushion is, what type of cushion you're on. Is it too hard? Is it too soft? So it just takes some time to figure that out, but also just to get used to your legs in that position. You kind of get used to it. I mean, my knees still hurt, but you just don't get lost in it anymore. Oh yeah, just a achy knee. Okay. Yeah. All right. So good job, and thanks for coming. And you know, continue with your practice. And if you need me, reach out. And, you know, feel free to go back and listen to our classes. We're doing the mind training teachings. They're called the Lojong teachings at the Waldwick Library. So if you want to follow along, you can go back and listen. And then Monday, I start an Intro to Buddhism course at the Ramsey Adult School. You could still sign up if you want to go. It's 4 weeks from 7:30 to 9 at the Ramsey Adult School. So hope to see you there, or here, or anywhere.